Okay. Anything to talk about? Any questions on something?
There is some questions, maybe. My question for me now. You often said, often say about Gopa Kumar, that he couldn't go further to Vaikuntha because there was no love in his chanting. And the mean to get to this love, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam in association with your devotees in Vrindavan, how can we fulfill this suggestion or injunction?
That's what you do. You read Srimad Bhagavatam and you associate with devotees who know the principles of Krishna consciousness, and who can give guidance. Is there something else you wanted to say on that? I mean, how do we do it? We do it. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam there, meant particularly reading 10th canto. Because by hearing about the affection of the residents of Vrindavan, one becomes attracted to that, and one's taratma, one's consciousness becomes Krishna consciousness. That's Krishna, that's called Krishna consciousness, when the consciousness is just absorbed in Krishna. And in the type of affection that pure devotees of Krishna have for him. So that's what we want to be able to develop. That love. That's the power of association. Association, keeping company. If you sit in water for a long time, then you become waterlogged. If you sit out in the sun, then you dry out. If you associate with cold, then if you sit in the cold, then you become cold. If you sit in the hot, you become warm. That's what association is. If you listen to music all the time, then there'll be music going on in your mind all the time. And if you keep mind absorbed in Krishna and cowherd boys and Radharani, then one will become absorbed. Consciousness will have a similar, not same, but similar type of attraction, and then that will mature. Mature. Yeah. Bhakti Lata Beach. And if we don't do that, then as we see that devotees get distracted materially if they don't, if not, they're not engaged spiritually, then they'll become distracted materially because they need to get some kind of taste, some kind of engagement, because that's our nature, rasa-vaisa. So everyone is seeking for some kind of taste or pleasure. Either we get taste from the spiritual side, or we need to get taste in the material side. That's why the absorption and the anartha nivritti is not a, doesn't lead to Krishna consciousness. You just get absorbed in anartha consciousness rather than getting absorbed in Krishna consciousness. It's fine to know that those things are there, but we want to develop our Krishna consciousness, and that bij to actually grow and manifest. And we may have to be careful for weeds, but at the same time, if you're in a garden and all you're looking for is weeds, and you don't give attention to the flowers, then the flowers will die. You may have a garden free of weeds, but you won't have any flowers. And so, artha pravritti, you have to actually cultivate the thing that really has value, which is attachment to Krishna. And that's what Gop Kumar was instructed to do, is that you've got to cultivate this positive aspect of spiritual life, which is just that thing that's valuable. Something else.
I see me and some devotees on the platform of my platform of mind. How can we? What is platform?
Get off
this platform.
What
of mind? What? Mind.
Mental platform.
Mental platform.
Well, everyone has a mind. You don't want to be without a mind, because if you don't have a mind, then you can't think about Krishna. So you just have to change what it is that we're thinking about, and if we think about Krishna, then the mind becomes spiritualized. It's not that the mind is not valuable. Without a mind, we can't function, and it's also artificial to be mindless. But we need to be mindful in the right way, and not mindful of material things, but mindful of spiritual things. and learn how, train ourselves to think about Krishna. It takes training. Training to think about Krishna. So that we teach our mind. We learn how to see Krishna in the material world outside. He's the light of the sun, the moon, and he's the sound in ether. He's the taste of the food that we eat, and so many other things. That's how we want to train our mind to be absorbed and conscious of Krishna's presence. And when we learn how to do that, then that's called being Krishna conscious. But that requires an effort. So we need to engage the mind in that meditation, and that's really meditation. Meditation is not closing your eyes, sitting in one place, and sitting still. Because what's the use of that? As soon as you get up, then you have to be doing so many other things. So meditation is learning how to have your mind fixed on Krishna 24 hours a day. But you have to learn that. So in the same way that yogis think they have to learn how to meditate on Krishna when they're sitting still, so they have to learn how to meditate on Krishna when you're moving about. And like I mentioned yesterday, shastra chakshus, we have to just absorb shastra and then see everything through shastra. As the example is given, that just like a lusty man, so wherever he looks, he just sees different women, and he just sees them as sense objects to fulfill his material desires. Why? Because he's just obsessed with his own material attachment. So in the same way, a Krishna conscious person needs to be equally obsessed, as the lusty man is full of the mode of passion, so a devotee is full of thoughts of Krishna. And so when he's full of thoughts of Krishna, wherever he looks, he'll actually see Krishna and think of Krishna. And that type of sadhana is a very purifying thing. And of course, there's different ways of seeing Krishna. And some of those are mentioned in the Gita, and others in the Bhagavatam. And as soon as we see something that's separate from Krishna, well, that's the mental platform. So this is a fact, Yurismanam, Mirkadikwanyo, Susam as well, which. Stay, Tangin.
I'm staying till the end of
Parikrama. Oh, that's right, you said till Parikrama. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm leaving when Maharaj. I'll just come back just when he comes back.
Yes, I have one question. Because the main process for purifying our heart is here in Srimad Bhagavatam. So I would like to...
And chanting Hare Krishna.
Chanting Hare Krishna, yeah. And about here in Srimad Bhagavatam, what is the qualification for giving Srimad Bhagavatam class? So does, for example, different devotees on different stages of devotional service, they give classes, and is the effect will be different?
The qualification is to follow regulative principles, chant 16 rounds. That's the Prabhupada says in the purport, one should be free of sin, and one should be exemplary. That's all. And it will have, different effect, but depending on how realized devotees are, so it's always good for most advanced devotees to speak. It's important for devotees to hear it does make a difference as to who you're hearing from, the nature of the sound vibration, the realization will vary, but if one is sincere in hearing and trying to understand, then Radyanto Stohi Badrani, Krishna will also give realization from within, because someone is really sincerely trying to hear and understand. Vidhunoti Suritsitam. Okay, now I've got to go to this meeting this morning.